We often complain about the tone of the political debate in this country. We're nasty, we're often childish, we yell. None of those things appear to be issues for the debate team at Ashland High School. The team is consistently successful, including a state championship this year. Members of that team recently traveled to Texas as part of a regional team competing in a national competition. We'll cut the suspense. They came in second, but that's a big accomplishment on the national stage. Three guests are with us. Nikki Tomlin is co-coach and one of the parents of team members. Nikki, welcome to The Exchange.
Thank you.
Rob Bingham is here. He's the debate coach and an English teacher at Ashland High School. Welcome, Rob Bingham.
Thank you.
And I say Rob Bingham because there's also another Rob. Rob Stallman is a junior-to-be and one of the members who actually made the trip to Texas. Rob, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks.
So you won the state title, too. This is it's not a first-time thing, is it, Rob Bingham?
Oh, no. I mean, Ashland High School has a long history of doing really, really well as a debate team in the state. countless state championships, I think. In fact, Nikki was the coach, 2004, when we won the state championship. And, gosh, you know, Susan Thorngate's teams won lots of state championships. The John Treadway era in the 80s and 90s, they won probably five or six state championships. So, but it's been a few years. I think it's the last time we won the state championship was 2011, and none of the kids on the team currently had ever experienced that. So it was really neat this year to kind of get them to hoist the trophy at the end.
Nikki Tomlin, what's the secret? Why is Ashland so good at debating over the years? I mean, is this just a town where people argue and argue well?
Well, I think that community support is a big deal. I was on the team when I was in high school here in Ashland, and we could always count on community members to help support us financially, community members to come and volunteer with us, to help us with fundraisers. And it's not an inexpensive program to run because we're sort of isolated down here in Southern Oregon. And so to take a team of 50 kids to Eugene or Portland or San Francisco is an expensive venture. And we just have parents who are willing to pitch in everything that they can, sweat labor and financial help. And so that's a big deal. As a person who's coached at a number of different schools, some of which aren't as well supported, I think that's key.
Yeah, that really, was a question. Go ahead.
No, I was saying it just really helps to be a kind of a one high school town, in such a tight community where people really care about the high school. And I've taught, this is my 17th year of teaching, and this is the first. I've only been at Ashland for 3 years, and you can feel it when you're here. There's a real tightness in this community that sort of surrounds that school, and that's all you need to know really about the success, I think.
Rob Stallman, how long have you been debating?
This is only my second year debating on for Ashland High School. I did debate in middle school for we went to one kind of small practice tournament up in Grants Pass where we did a kind of hybrid form of debating.
Mm-hmm. But so when you're in middle school in Ashland, there is just the one middle school too. Is there this sense of I can get to high school and I can be in this great debate team? I mean, what kind of a rep does it have for the kids in the lower grades?
I think it's definitely growing. We're getting a lot more team members and this year and next year we're getting something like 80 kids total or 80 new kids.
Yeah, we went from, I think when Nikki and I took over a couple of years ago, we went from 40 kids on the team. We'll have, I think, some close to 90 on the team. And a lot of the kids are coming in from the middle school. Wendy Wertheiser, who's our coach at the middle school, does an amazing job of getting those kids kind of prepped and excited for going into the high school level. So we've kind of got this little pipeline kind of working through the middle school into the high school. And yeah, it's nice. You know, it's nice being in a place where, as a debate coach, where kids are as excited about joining the debate team in high school as they are about joining the football team at other schools, you know, and that's unique.
You can do both, can't you?
Oh, yeah, you can do both. Yeah.
Right. Rob Stallman, what appealed to you about debating? What did you want to get into it?
In middle school, I just kind of started because it was actually an elective that I was put into in middle school. And then I went to
You make it sound like it was against your will.
Yeah, a little bit. It turned out for the better, I'd like to say, though. I went to a little kind of class that Wendy Wertheiser put on back in middle school, and I did well there. It was another kind of mini tournament kind of thing that was just a few kids getting together to debate, and that kind of got me excited for it. And then it was just kind of I didn't put much thought into signing up for it in high school. It was just kind of I did this in middle school. I better do it in high school, too.
We're talking to members of the Ashland High School debate team. Rob Stallman is one of the students. He'll be a junior this year. Rob Bingham is the debate coach. Nikki Tomlin, co-coach and parent. You can join us on The Exchange at 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org or check out their smiling faces on Facebook. Ought to be there any old time now. So how did the trip to Texas come about? Is this a regular thing, a yearly event?
Yeah, it's formerly the National Forensic League. They're now calling themselves the National Speech and Debate Association. No one knew what forensics was. They assumed it was autopsies.
Besides the NFL.
Or football. Every year we have a national qualifying tournament. The last few years it's been held in Eugene. And students, we go there, we compete for, I don't know, something like 25 spots or something like that for kids to compete at nationals. And this year, there was a new event. It was called World Schools Debate. And we had to choose a district committee comprised of all the coaches in the south of Oregon, had to kind of come up with a list of names of who we thought not only were good debaters, but also kids who could work really well together. And Rob was one of those. Jillian Milan, my stepdaughter, Nikki's daughter, was another one of those. And then two students, Lori and Deo from North Bend High School and Sravia Tadapalli from Crescent Valley High School in Corvallis, were the ones we chose. And we're really glad we chose those kids because it turned out that the tournament dynamic that they were part of really required, I don't know, collaboration and teamwork as much as it required debatability. And those kids just gelled the whole time, and it was really cool to see.
So Nikki, what can you do as a coach to try to help kids form up as a team, or do you just leave them alone, leave them to their own devices?
I think some of it is just leaving them alone. You try to help direct them. Some of the topics were huge topics, things like a Greek exit from the Eurozone, and trying to think of some of the other things that you guys debated.
The military bases.
Yeah, the right. Final round was that the United States should draw back its military bases globally. So these are gigantic topics for anyone to really tackle, much less high school kids. And so you try to help direct them for research purposes, and then at that point you kind of step away and let them talk and develop their cases.
And a lot of the debate rounds were impromptu topics, which one of the reasons we chose Rob is because Rob is a pretty accomplished parliamentary debater in the Oregon circuit, which is purely impromptu. You get your topic 15 minutes before the debate round starts, and you have to kind of come up with some arguments for it and go in and do it. And they tackle those impromptu topics really, really well.
So what's the prep routine, Rob Stallman? What do you do when you have 15 minutes to think about the arguments you'll make?
Well, in Parley, I was surprised at how different it actually turned out to be for World Schools, because in Parley, you've only got 15 minutes, and you're allowed to be very technical in your debate jargon and that stuff. So you kind of just jot down notes for yourself on your paper during that prep time, and you structure your arguments that you'd like to make into contentions. We usually come up with at least two, hopefully three, maybe four, if we're lucky and if we have enough time, if you know we have the ball rolling that much, and just kind of jot down notes. My partner Conlon Ellis and I have a routine worked out pretty well where the two of us, we kind of figure out what we want to write, what arguments we want to do, and then we each write one, and he'll write one, and I'll write the other, and then we'll review really quickly before we go into the round.
How many rounds of things were there in Texas? I mean, how many different rounds of work did they have to go through?
Gosh, I don't know. What was the last round? Was it round 11?
Round 11.
Round 11, yeah. So they went through 11 rounds. I think prelims, you guys were at 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, it's single elimination. So by the time they made it to that final round, they were 9 wins, 1 loss. Which is pretty extraordinary when you consider these are 116 teams from the nation and the world, some of the best debaters in the country. That's a pretty big achievement.
We're talking about the success of a team from Southern Oregon at the National Debate Championships, if you want to call them that, in Texas recently, with Rob Bingham, Rob Stallman, and Nikki Tomlin. You can join us on the exchange, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. Who won? I have not heard yet who the winning school was.
The winning school,
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Okay.
Yeah.
There were two teams from New Mexico, and so this one was New Mexico Blue.
Yeah, and those kids were great. They were really a strong team in the final round. So, it was there's no shame in losing to that team because they were really a great group of debaters and good kids.
Yeah,
how close was
kids.
It?
I don't think it was actually that close. I think the decision was like 8-1 or something like that.
I think the ballot said that. But then later when we were talking to one of the judges later, just in a kind of casual conversation, and she was saying that the ballot count was was not close, but the round was close. That each one of the judges, as they had talked afterwards, had said that it was difficult for them to make that decision. So,
it's so hard to tell, and you know, in these kinds of debates, especially with a new event, because judges are kind of feeling their way through the tournament the same way the debaters are, and so you know, there were a couple of rounds in the tournament that I wasn't sure that they had won, that they turned out to win, and so I mean, it's hard to say.
I understand there was one of those moments where the team walks into the arena and it seems vast. You had a Hoosiers moment.
It was a big room. It was I think they ended up debating in front of like 3,000 people. So it was pretty daunting. And I just, you know, like I just try to, I mean, when I think about those situations, I just try to, in fact, I think I told Rob, you know, it's just a podium and some chairs. You know, you do this every day in age 37 at the high school, just go and debate, you know, that kind of thing.
So Rob Stallman, how do you mentioned some of the preps for the parliamentary stuff, but I mean, how do you calm your nerves? And then how do you make sure that what comes out of your mouth is not complete gibberish? I mean,
you know, I wish I could tell you the secret for that, but it's I think it's just kind of
sometimes it is complete gibberish.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to be okay with that occasionally. Yeah.
In this particular case, for the final round, I can't really point to a specific event that calmed me down. All I noticed was that after I went backstage and they mic'd me up for the actual debating, I noticed a change from in my nerves before and after getting mic'd up.
I think some of it, too, was how well all of these kids supported each other. Yeah. Jillian described the fact that, you know, she was sitting up there on that stage with friends and people that she really cared about and that she respected. And she said she just kind of had this calm and wasn't nervous at all. And I really think that speaks to the fact that they were all up there, not just working hard, but also having a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things you have to go through, I understand, Rob Stallman, is that you have to be prepared to debate either side of a debate. So sometimes you're clearly arguing against what your own personal convictions might be.
Yeah, for sure. The funny thing is I find that actually kind of – it makes it more difficult for me to have a firm belief on issues, because I know that at some point in my life at a tournament I'm probably going to end up having to debate it. So I try to – I, at least for the end of my high school career, I try to stay open-minded about most issues.
That's one of the critical components of speech and debate, is the way that kids are able to see, argue, listen to both sides of an issue. And when you had your opening bit about the kind of contentious nature of political debate here in our country now, I think that's something that debate teams around the nation could teach a lot of our politicians.
Yeah, we want kids to have conviction and to have beliefs that, you know, we don't want the activity to strip that away from them. But the beautiful thing about the activity is it requires them to see the full picture of every issue, and it requires you to have a kind of nuanced approach to things when you deal with them. You can't just kind of come in with some sort of, you know, ideological hammer and shout people down. You're not going to win debates if you do that.
Well, on Fox News, maybe.
Well, maybe on Fox
News. We'll get a phone call for that.
Yeah, exactly.
You said that, not me.
I know. And I was going to tell you, though, that Rob Stallman, this is great training for being a journalist, you understand.
Yeah. Yeah,
you
I
know,
actually
see both sides of an issue.
I do an event, a speech event in Oregon called Radio, where I write a commentary on a news event or something like that. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a news event either. It's just a commentary on something. It's pretty broad. This year I had a commentary on congressional redistricting or gerrymandering. That worked out pretty well.
If you're looking for something to do during spring break next year or something, you know, this chair could be available.
Yeah, there you go.
So you had to argue. The final one was this House believes that the United States should significantly curtail its overseas military bases. You had to argue against that. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. And so how much time do you get in any one spiel?
Well, for this one, it was a prepared topic, so we did know that this was going to be the resolution. However, you know, we were going into this thinking, oh, we're not even going to make it to double octafinals, let alone finals. So we had not prepped a single shred of evidence or case for this. And it also they did a coin toss right after semifinals. They had the two semifinal winners, us and New Mexico Blue, come into a room, and they did a coin flip to see who was going to be pro and who was going to be con for this argument. And so we found out that we were going to have to argue the negative side of it only maybe an hour and a half to 2 hours before we were going to have to get up and start talking about it.
That's some cramming. That must feel good. I mean, even though it's not first place, I mean, second place on a national stage is a pretty impressive thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It really is. In fact, I think I'm correct about this. I think that there is only one debate team from Oregon that's ever won a national championship since 1925. So that tells you how rare it is. Mm-hmm. To get to that final round and to be sort of in front of that audience.
Is that the national championship that you're – he's being modest because he was also the coach of that team.
Ah.
And that team won the public forum, also the first time that event was offered at nationals. So.
All right. Very impressive. Well, great work, as always, at National High School, and great work for the South Oregon team. Nikki Tomlin, co-coach and parent, Rob Bingham, debate coach and English teacher, Rob Stallman, junior to be and debater. Thanks all for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Vents Day is coming up right now. Here's Garrison Keillor.